7. Three things happened at once. Three things happened at once when Lai Zhen released her pincer grip on the soft, plastic tube of coolant. The first was that the temperature went down by about 10 degrees so suddenly that Zhen's skin goosebumped and she started to shiver. The second was that the woman let out an animal sound, quickly cut off. The third was that Zhen's wrist screen started to beep urgently. She breathed twice inside her t-shirt. There was a scent. Strong, saline, mineral. She pinched the top of the tube again. She couldn't hear anything but the beeping. She pulled the t-shirt down. The woman was frozen solid. No, not frozen. Her skin glittered, white and hard. Her face was carved from pale crystal. Her hands were brittle, her posture rigid. Around her feet and Jun's, some of the knot snow drifted and dripped, melting and turning to slurry. Zhen stood up. The woman must have breathed it in, a huge lungful. It must have penetrated every tissue in her body very swiftly. Paramagnetic salts. Zhen looked at her wrist screen, careful not to release her pincer grip on the tube. It was auger, suggesting she should thrust the end into a small circular valve on the floor where it would drain away harmlessly. Zhen gingerly twisted the cold tube, flipped up the lid of the drainage valve, and pushed it in. She listened to the sound of her breath. No one screamed, and nothing seemed bad. Good enough. The crystallized figure of the woman was looking down, gun coated in ice, pointed at the place where Zhen had squatted. She'd have to squeeze past her to get out. On her wrist, auger showed Zhen a map of the mall with a pulsating red dot marked exit. Zhen didn't want to touch the salt statue commemorating someone trying to kill her for a really dumb reason. She pulled the sleeves of her hoodie down over her hands, tipped her head back, pressed her torso against the metal wall to slide behind the woman. As she passed, she breathed directly into the statue's face. Her breath came back to her in a wave, and she inhaled the cold chemical smell off the woman's frozen features. She didn't look like a bad person. Although, what does a bad person really look like? Your mind is in shock, Zhen said to herself. The scent of piss was still noticeable on her jeans. She'd have liked to go through the woman's pockets, find out her name. She looked so human, so determined and surprised. Sorry, Zhen whispered as she passed, the word bouncing off the statue's face with a bitter, chilly scent. She looked into the woman's white-rimmed eyes. For a moment, she thought she saw a hint of movement in there, an echo of pain. She shuffled her feet another inch forward. Her toe caught the side of the statue's foot, and it began to topple. Zhen threw herself sideways as the woman crashed down. She shattered in a burst of cold breath and salt crystals that looked like steam rising. Underneath the surface white coating of salt, her flesh was chunks of red frozen meat, which bled onto the floor almost immediately. She'd broken into 5 or 6 large pieces, head to one side, legs and feet to another, torso snapped in two, the hand holding the gun skidded to a halt beside Shun's foot. She couldn't take her eyes from the hand holding the gun. It looked perfect, human, and shit. There on the first finger of the right hand, yes, clear as day. The mark of Enoch, tattooed around the finger where a ring would go. She'd seen it often enough in the angry posts and vicious videos that had been made about Zhen while she was briefly the internet's main character. It looked like an elongated key, and it had absolutely nothing to do with Enoch. People had invented it and taken it on after he died. Some people got it because they thought it was pretty. But on a frozen hand holding an actual gun, it seemed pretty clear-cut. Jesus Christ, she said out loud. Fuck. Fuck! She hadn't meant to speak. She wanted to cry, but one shoulder heave and a choked gasp was all she could manage. You needed to be a lot more relaxed than this to cry. Auger spoke into her ear. I'm sorry, Lai Zhen. It was the only way to remove the obstacle. Shun backed a few feet away from the torso. She didn't want to be near it, but it didn't feel safe to leave. She looked at her wrist screen. Shun said,
"What the fuck are you?"
Augur said, "You received me as a gift, and without proper instruction. There is no time to give you full instruction now. Augur is a highly flexible algorithm set that monitors current events. It is a piece of predictive, protective software. Its job is to keep you alive